Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The English and Their History by Robert Toombs, narrated by James Langton. Introduction. Who do we think we are? In general, this only is allowed. They're something noisy and a little proud. Daniel Defoe, The True-Born Englishman, 1700. Generally speaking, all the great events have been distorted, most of the important causes concealed, some of the principal characters never appear, and all who figure are so misunderstood and misrepresented that the result is a complete mystification, and the perusal of the narrative about as profitable to an Englishman as reading the Republic of Plato or the Utopia of More. Benjamin Disraeli on the History of England. The people who took the name English, set up an English kingdom, and subsequently named their country England, and those who have lived there after them and thought of themselves as members of an English nation, are in two ways products of history, because of what happened to them and because of the constantly changing ways in which they remembered those experiences. This book explores these two connected themes. Though apparently simple terms, nation and memory, raise questions that need to be considered briefly at the outset. What a nation really is has exercised thinkers over the last two centuries. Whether nations are ancient or modern phenomena, whether they have some organic existence as cultural, genetic, or geographical entities, whether they are political and ideological fabrications, or indeed various mixtures of these. My view is that most nations and